Colossians chapter 4, spiritual prayer. In this last of our four lessons on Colossians, we will study chapter 4. The main point we are to consider today is spiritual prayer, dealing with others. However, Paul begins in verse 1 by addressing the slave owners of the day. Sadly, in their day and culture, many owned slaves. We could apply his words also to employers today dealing with employees. He cautions them to provide what is right and fair. There is, after all, a master in heaven, our loving Father God, who is right and fair and is watching our interactions. Spiritual prayers. Our second verse and the main thrust of our message today deals with spiritual prayers. Paul tells us, in Colossians chapter 4, verses 2 to 4, continue earnestly in prayer, being vigilant in it with thanksgiving. Meanwhile, praying also for us, that God would open to us a door for the word, to speak the mystery of Christ, for which I am also in chains, that I may make it manifest as I ought to speak. As a follower of Christ, you are told to continue earnestly in your prayer life. Vigilant prayer. One is to be vigilant to pray often. Many get distracted by the things of the world, and time in prayer gets forgotten. You are not to pray in meaningless rote prayers, however. Prayer should be loving, thankful, sincere, and spiritual prayer. Recall that Jesus himself taught that we are to talk to our loving Father in heaven and not to ramble with a great many words as the heathen did. Speaking as one would to a trusted and beloved Father is the way we are to speak to God. We should approach in awe and respect, but remember that, as a believer, we may approach God as his beloved child. God's will is always best, so we are not to forget to ask that, in all things, God's will be done. He is our Father. As a believer, he is your Father. You are his child. We can run to him with the word Abba on our lips. This is something that a child might call the father in whom he has total faith and trust. Picture the trusting child running to the loving father with a broken toy and full assurance in the father's ability to fix everything. He simply has to call out, Daddy. Thanksgiving to God in all things. So let us look again at our praying to God vigilantly with thanksgiving. All we do and say should be done with thanksgiving to God. He has given us everything, providing us with all we need out of his great love for us. Far too often we ask and ask and ask, and then do not thank God for all that he does for us. We take from him without praise and without gratitude. This is not right. Praise and thankfulness are key to our living as followers of Jesus. Prayers to share Jesus. Isn't it interesting that Paul is writing this while in chains, in prison for the faith, yet Paul asked for prayer, not for release. Instead, he asked for prayer that God would open a door of opportunity and allow him to speak further and share Christ clearly. What a glorious inspiration for the rest of us to share Jesus fearlessly despite the dangers and challenges. Be wise and speak with grace. In the verse that follows in this chapter, Paul tells us that we should be wise in our dealings with unbelievers, using every opportunity and speaking with grace. He closes by sharing about the fellow believers that he is sending to them along with greetings from others there, kind words for other workers. I find it humbling that in the midst of all that Paul has done, he mentions the other worker believers and always calls them to mind. He praises them, their prayers for others, and their work. Lastly, Paul asked the church at Colossae to share his letter with the church at Laodicea and to read theirs. Praying is vital. The theme we see running throughout this chapter is definitely that of prayer. Paul teaches you to pray with thanksgiving, pray vigilantly, and pray for each other. You are to pray spiritual prayers in love to your Father. Paul praises those who pray for each other. He reminds us to approach our Father as a child and with thanksgiving on our lips. Likewise, we are to faithfully share our faith with others, as Paul has spent his life doing since he met the Lord. A look at the four chapters in review. In conclusion, as we turn back to the full four chapters of Colossians that we have studied in these articles, we see the importance of prayer and gratitude for all that God has done to save us through Christ's death on the cross for our sins. We are now free in Christ and made fully new. As such, we should live holy lives that are pleasing to God. We are new creations in Christ and should live as the new people we are. Hope is alive in us. A home in heaven awaits us. There is glorious work for us to do on earth, sharing the message of salvation through Christ with others. Go forth. May we joyfully and fully do so. As Paul closes, so I close here. Grace be with you. Amen.